Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So today we're looking at, well, a collision of two very different worlds.
It's a fascinating one, for sure. On the surface, they don't seem like they belong together at all.
Not at all. On one side, you have this huge established industry of IT and customer support, and we're looking at it through the lens of Freshworks.
Right. And on the other, you have this kind of emerging, almost chaotic world of what they're calling industrial-grade AI content.
And it really starts with this concept I found in our research called content saturation. It's this paradox that I think anyone listening who runs a business has felt.
Absolutely.
You have infinite shelf space, you know, YouTube, Spotify, Google, they'll host anything you make. The internet is bottomless.
We aren't. We're the bottleneck. Human time, human creativity, that's the finite resource now.
Exactly. We've gone from a distribution problem, you know, getting on TV was hard, to a production problem. Distribution is basically free. But making the stuff is slow and expensive.
Which brings us to our two players. You mentioned Freshworks. Their whole thing is uncomplicated software. They serve, what, over 74,000 businesses?
That's the number. And their goal is to take the pain out of customer service and IT.
Then you've got this challenger, the Auto Content API. And their pitch is pretty aggressive.
It is. I was reading the docs. They call themselves an industrial engine. The idea is basically, you bring the idea, the raw information, and they handle the labor. They decouple the two.
Radical efficiency. That's the term they use.
No.
And I think our mission today is to figure out if that actually holds up in the real world in a messy environment like Freshworks.
Yeah. Can you automate the boring stuff without it feeling robotic? That's the question.
Because if your product is broken, the last thing you want is some clunky AI reading a script.
Okay. So let's jump in. First friction point, the support ticket.
Ah, the dreaded ticket, the bane of every support team's existence.
So Freshworks is all about first contact resolution, FCR, you know, solve the problem on the first try.
That's the goal.
But what's the reality? When I use Freshdesk, or really any support tool, I get a chatbot, and it throws a link at me.
A link to the knowledge base. Which is really just a polite term for a graveyard of old PDF manuals.
Exactly. And let's be honest, who reads the manual? If my toaster is broken, I'm not digging through a PDF. I'm going to YouTube.
That's the tension right there.
Yeah.
Text is easy to search, but it's not how we actually learn to do things anymore. Video is instructional, but it's insanely expensive to produce at scale.
Right. A company can't hire a film crew to make 500 different tutorials for every single feature. It's just not viable.
And this is where the Auto Content API steps in with its explainer video endpoint.
Okay, so walk me through how that works. Is it just like summarizing the text?
It's way more sophisticated. You point the API at one of your Freshdesk documentation pages.
Yep.
Let's say how to configure a firewall.
Okay.
It crawls a page, understands the steps, writes a script, and then, this is the kicker, it generates the video. It picks an avatar, synthesizes the voice, syncs the lips, adds subtitles, the whole thing.
And it does that. How quickly?
In minutes, not weeks.
Okay, but does it actually work? I saw the case studies in our notes, Lighthouse Legal, Peakline Retail. They said it dropped their ticket volume. Why? Is it just because it's a video?
It's about cognitive load. You can embed that generated video right inside the support chat widget. So the customer asks their question, how do I reset my password? And instead of a block of text, boom. A 60-second video shows them exactly where to click.
They watch it, they do it, they close the chat, no ticket.
No ticket? You've turned your text archive into a multimedia hub without hiring a single video editor.
I can see that. You're actually delivering on the uncomplicated promise because you're not making the customer do homework.
Precisely. You're shifting the effort from the user back to the system, which is the dream for any Freshworks customer.
But let's flip to the other side of the coin. It's not just about customers. Freshworks has Fresh service for employees, right? IT management.
Yeah, the internal side. And this is where you run into something, the source material called the CEO paradox.
The CEO paradox. I liked that.
It's a massive pain point. The people with the most important information to share, the CEO, the IT director, they have the least amount of time to actually create the content to share it.
Which is why you always get the, oh, I didn't see the memo excuse.
All the time. Because the memo was a 10-page email that landed at 4 p.m. on a Friday. Of course, nobody read it.
So how can an API possibly fix a broken communication culture?
By changing the medium. That's how. The Auto Content API has this feature that's sort of like an industrial strength notebook LM. Mm-hmm. It could take that dense, dry PDF about the new security policy.
And turn it into what? A private company podcast?
Think of it as an audio overview. Imagine you're the IT director. You need 5,000 employees to understand a new compliance rule. You feed that policy document to the API, and it spits out a 10-minute audio file, maybe with two AI hosts, kind of like us, discussing it.
That's a little meta, but I get it. I'd absolutely listen to that on my commute. I'm never, ever going to read that PDF.
It uses that dead time, and it gets even better because the API supports voice cloning.
Okay, hold on. Voice cloning. That word sets off some alarm bells, you know. Are we talking about deepfakes here?
It's a fair question.
Yeah.
And in a corporate context, it's better to think of it as presence scaling. The CEO records their voice once, just a few minutes of audio.
Right.
Then the API can generate weekly updates in their voice. The Freshworks ecosystem actually has a name for this role. The Simplifier in Chief.
Simplifier in Chief. I like that. It feels like it makes the leader more accessible, not like you're faking them.
The output is described as natural, steady, and believable. It stops the IT department from feeling like some faceless entity. Suddenly your boss is in your ear, personally explaining why you need to update your password.
It's all about removing friction.
Okay, but Freshworks is global. This is a big challenge. How does this scale? You make a great video in English, but what about your teams in Germany or Brazil?
That was always the killer problem. You either had to hire local support teams in every country, which is incredibly expensive.
Or you use Google Translate on your manuals? And you get nonsense, like click the horse to restart the server. You lose all the technical nuance.
So what's the fix?
The API supports over 50 languages. But it's not just translating. The term they use is resynthesis.
Resynthesis. Explain that. What's the difference?
Okay, so with normal translation, you might add subtitles to a video. Or you dub it, but the actor's lips don't match the new audio. It looks off.
Yeah, like a bad kung fu movie.
Exactly. Resynthesis means the API takes the original English concept, translates it, and then regenerates the media from scratch. The AI avatar is now speaking fluent German. The lips are moving in perfect German sync.
That you can launch in a new country without hiring a single local support agent.
Instantly. Your knowledge base goes from being a single language asset to a global one overnight. For a Freshworks user, that means flipping a switch to support a new region without adding headcount.
That is massive operational lever. But I want to get to the part of this that felt the most. Sci-fi. Freshworks has Freddy AI.
Right, they're agentic AI.
An agent that reasons, acts, and resolves. Everyone's building these agents. But the source material made a connection I didn't see coming. It said the content API feeds Freddy. What does that mean?
This is such a crucial point. We think of content as something for humans. But in 2026, content is really just training data for AI.
Garbage in, garbage out.
100%. If your knowledge base is a mess of unstructured text and broken links, Freddy's going to hallucinate. He's just guessing.
But the API?
The API outputs structured data. When it makes that video, it also creates a clean JSON file, a list of frequently asked questions, key takeaways.
It pre-chews the food for the AI.
That is a perfect analogy. It pre-digests the information so the agent can understand it perfectly. So you're not just making a video for your human customer, you're building a clean, structured database that makes your AI agent smarter.
So you're improving the experience for the human and the AI at the same time.
And that's the real competitive advantage. You're building infrastructure for what they're calling the agentic web.
Let's talk money. Because industrial grade usually means call us for a quote, but these numbers, they seemed almost fake.
The term is cost arbitrage. And it is violent. There's no other way to put it.
Okay, give me the numbers.
A manual podcast episode. On the super cheap end, maybe $150. A pro one could be thousands, right?
Easily.
The API can do it for between 10 cents and 2 euros.
Wait, what? That can't be right.
It's orders of magnitude cheaper. Same for video. A short explainer from a freelancer might be $50, maybe $300. The API does it for about 4 euros in credits.
A business plan gives you 10,000 credits for about $100 a month. At that price. You don't just make one video.
You make thousands. And that unlocks something called programmatic SEO.
The SEO. Okay, I have to stop you. Programmatic SEO has a terrible reputation. It sounds like spam.
It used to be. That was thin content. You'd just copy the same text and change one word, like best plumber in Austin, best plumber in Dallas. Google hates that.
Right, and they penalize you for it.
They do. But this is different because of the multimedia. Google cares about dwell time, how long a user stays on your page. If you use the API to generate a unique audio guide, a unique video short, and unique text for thousands of different landing pages.
The user actually sticks around. They watch the video.
They watch, they listen, the dwell time goes way up. It signals to Google that it's a quality page, even though it was generated automatically. It lets a small business dominate search results through sheer high-quality volume.
It's overwhelming force.
It's asymmetrical warfare for marketing. And speaking of which, let's talk newsjacking.
Right, the real-time social intelligence. This sounded powerful, but maybe a little scary.
It's about speed. The API can monitor trends on X and Reddit.
Okay, give me an example.
A huge IT outage happens.
Yeah.
A big cloud provider goes down. The internet is on fire. IT outage is trending everywhere.
A nightmare for most companies.
But an opportunity for a Freshworks partner. They can set up a reaction loop. Mm-hmm. The API sees the trend, triggers a task to research why it's happening, and then automatically generates a market alert video explaining it.
And positioning their product as the solution.
While their competitors are still trying to schedule a meeting to talk about it, within minutes, you have content on LinkedIn and TikTok capturing all that attention.
It's that shift, again, from manual craft to scalable infrastructure.
And it's not just for reactive stuff. Think about authority. Freshworks publishes big industry reports. Those take months of research.
Months. You need a team of analysts.
The API has a deep research endpoint. It uses agents to browse the live web reading, financial news, technical blogs, everything. It's not just summarizing, it's synthesizing. And it gives you citations.
So it's not just making stuff up.
No, it's verifiable. But my favorite application of this is recurring research.
This was the daily briefing idea.
Yes. Imagine you're a VP of customer success. You're too busy to scroll social media all day. You just set up a recurring task. Every 24 hours, scan for new AI trends in customer service.
And every morning.
Every morning, you get a 10-minute audio summary, a personal mini podcast delivered to your phone. It tells you exactly what you need to know.
So instead of hunting for the signal and the noise, the signal is curated and delivered right to your ears.
If you know about a big trend 3 days before your competitor, you win. It's really that simple.
It really does feel like Freshworks is the platform, the car, and Auto Content API is the fuel that makes it go.
It's the fuel. You can have the best help desk in the world, but if the answers inside it are confusing text-only manuals, then the experience still fails. It breaks the uncomplicated promise.
So if we pull all the way back, what's the big takeaway for someone listening? Is it just about a new tool?
I don't think so. I think it's a mindset shift. We have to stop thinking of content as this artistic thing we do when we have free time. Content is now infrastructure. It's code.
And if you're not automating it, you're paying a tax.
You're paying a manual labor tax that your competition isn't. You're paying for video editors and translators to do work an API can do for pennies. Sobering thought.
Is.
I want to leave everyone with one last thing to think about from the future outlook section of the report.
Go for it.
We're moving really fast toward what's being called the agentic web. Soon, it won't be a person browsing your website. It'll be an AI agent looking for answers on behalf of its user. Siri, ChatGPT, whatever comes next.
The AI is the customer.
Exactly. So the question becomes, are your company's assets ready for them? Is all your knowledge locked away in a PDF that an AI can't parse? Or is it in structured multimedia formats that an agent can easily digest and serve up to its human?
That's the difference between being found and being invisible.
It's about structuring your reality today for the AI of tomorrow.
Wow. Okay. I suddenly feel the need to go audit my entire hard drive. This has been a fascinating look at the plumbing of what's coming next.
It's been a pleasure. Uncomplicate the content, uncomplicate the business.
We'll see you in the next deep dive.